And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Just coming up to 11:32. Time for round one of radio's shortest quiz. It'll be the 60-second challenge. Joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants. Say good morning to Brian Derbyshire in Little Sutton. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Dave.
And you've had a bit of a dilemma this week that you were telling me about.
Had to finally put the heating on yesterday.
Oh, dear. And that's something we're all going to be a bit reluctant to do, even more this year than ever, aren't we?
Oh, that's what I thought, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So what's your solution? Leave it until the last possible minute to put it on, I'm guessing?
Well, we tried that, but we were freezing and going to bed in more clothes than we went out in.
Right, I think...
I've been standing next to the open fridge to get warm.
Yes. Difficult times for all of us.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, pity people with little kids and things like that.
Well, that's right, yes. Yeah, because heating bills have been expensive for a long time, but I don't think we've seen anything yet, have we, compared to what's on the way?
I'm that old, I remember the winter of 62, 63.
Right.
My mother used to put the gas stove oven on, leave the door open while we came down to eat breakfast before kicking us out of the snow, you know.
Of course, yeah. And of course, in those days, most people didn't have central heating or double glazing, did they?
No, me and my brother's window used to freeze on the inside, you know.
Yeah, I can remember those days as well. Thankfully, we've moved on since then.
Hopefully.
Right, okay, let's get back to the matter in hand. 60-second challenge. Use your reminder that you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Yep.
Good luck, and here they come. Who did Kylie Minogue share a number one hit with in 1988?
Jason Donovan.
How many Lions topped the charts in June of 96?
Three.
Which British group had a record-breaking 17 number ones?
The Beatles.
Which Scottish singer had her first hit called Shout in 64?
Lulu.
Which cartoon group did The Bartman in 1991?
The Simpsons.
Which Canadian singer was number one for 16 weeks in 1991?
Brian Adams.
Who duetted with David Bowie on Dancing in the Street?
The lovely Mick Jagger.
Complete this Stevie Wonder song title, I Just Called to Say...
I Love You, Jane.
Who recorded Come On Eileen in 82?
Betty's Midnight Runners.
Which 90s group had a hit with Female of the Species?
Bon Jovi.
And who had a number one hit in the 70s with Jealous Mind?
Alvin Stardust.
Right, okay, a pretty impressive round, it has to be said. Let's just total them up. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions answered in your allotted time. You got one wrong, so 10 questions right. Well done. Excellent.
You said female group, didn't
you? Yeah, which 90s group had a hit with Female of the Species?
Oh, right. Was it that one I got wrong?
That was the one that you got wrong, and I suspect there is actually a wrong answer on my record sheet here, so hang on, I shall get my reference book out and we'll check it.
Okay.
Just talk amongst yourselves for a minute. Female of the Species, I know the answer you gave me was wrong, but I suspect the answer I've got in front of me is also wrong. So let's have a look. Female of the Species. Oh, no, it is right on the sheet. It was actually Space. So that was the answer we were looking for. And I must admit, I think I would have got that one wrong as well. So never mind. It's a good score. 10 out of 11. We'll find out whether it's a winning score in an hour's time. But for the meantime, thanks for taking part.
Anytime, Dave.
Okay, thank you. And go and put your overcoat back on and keep warm for the rest of the day.
Yeah,
all right, then.
Yeah.
Cheers, then. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye, Dave. Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
Time for round two of radio's shortest quiz, the 60-second challenge. If you were listening an hour ago, you will have heard Brian Derbyshire from Little Sutton get a score of 10 out of 11 with no passes, hoping to beat that score. Somebody else listening on the Wirral. We say good afternoon to Patricia Goff in Overpool. Hi, Patricia.
Hello, Good afternoon. Hi, Dave.
Good afternoon. Now, you were telling me off air a few minutes ago that you've been at a very interesting concert in Liverpool. Tell us more.
It was Kim Wilde's Greatest Hits Tour.
Wow.
With the Christians accompanying.
Fantastic. Now, I think I'm right in saying that she is the most successful female recording artist of the 1980s, so I'm guessing she had loads of hits to perform at that concert.
Oh, yeah, all the, you know, the ones that she's famous for.
Yep.
In America and
of course.
UK, and that one, I love that one.
Did she do Checkered Love? Because that's always one of my personal favourites.
Yeah, she did.
Fantastic,
she did.
Yeah. And the Christians, now they weren't quite as successful, but they did have some good hit songs in the 80s, didn't they?
Yeah, I was keen on them. They sang Forgotten Town and...
Oh, yes, of course. We must play that sometime.
Brilliant.
That's a great song. Brilliant. So,
definitely.
Well worth going to the Philharmonic in Liverpool for that, yeah?
Definitely.
Right, okay then, so it's a tough score to beat today. I'm not sure whether there'll be any questions on Kim Wilde or the Christians, but we can always hope. Okay, so the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. But bear in mind that Brian didn't pass on any questions at all. Okay? Good luck, and here they come. In which decade did Elton John sing about a rocket man?
70.
Which David recorded Space Odyssey in 69?
David Bowie.
Complete the title of this Doctor and the Medics hit, Spirit in...
the Sky.
Who had a hit with The Sun Always Shines on TV?
Uh-huh.
Complete this Pink Floyd album title, The Dark Side...
of the Moon.
Which 80s girl group recorded Venus in 1986?
Bananarama.
In which decade did Earth Song reach number one for Michael Jackson?
Not sure, the 90s.
Complete this Tasmin Archer song title, Sleeping...
Satellite.
Who lost her heart to a Starship Trooper in 78?
Sarah Brightman.
Who sang Gonna Make You a Star in 74?
David Essex.
Complete this Police song title, Walking on...
the Moon.
Which actor sang about a wandering star in 1970? And you can answer that one.
Lee Marvin.
I'm going to go for Lee Marvin. Well, I think that was another impressive round. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions in your allotted time. So that's one more question than Brian did. And I'm delighted to say... you got all 12 right.
Oh!
Despite the fact that we didn't have any Kim Wilde or Christians question, didn't stop you getting a brilliant score. Well done.
Thank you.
So thank you for taking part today. Are you off to any more concerts in the near future?
I'm not too sure. We're looking at the Floral Pavilion in New Brighton.
Right, yeah, they
That's
have some
pretty good.
They do, they have some good acts down there, so next time you're on the radio, you'll have to tell us all about that. But thanks for taking part, and we'll have you back on the radio real soon. Okay.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia. Bye-bye now.